Now, tomorrow is our big national day of dancing, as you probably know at this stage, because we've been talking about it quite a bit, so we have over the last little while. But did you know that tomorrow, the 30th of April, is also, it's 25 years to the day, so there's a real dancing theme about the 30th of April, 25 years to the day that Riverdance was first performed at the Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin in the Point Theatre, as it was known, now known as Three Arena. And tomorrow, he's back. He's back. Michael Flatley will perform Riverdance again. Michael.
Happy Jesus.
I'd say everything is sticking out on you there, the
just
hairs on your arms and...
Just listening to that, the Irish tears are rolling down me cheeks and me face as well. But the taste of rain.
I nearly missed that one.
The taste of rain and poutine on them, big Obson. As I think about all the years fado that have been passed since first I let me feet and me blue shirt fly at the Point Theatre and. Begara me just a humble old gobshite digging the roads in Chicago.
Exactly. Well, listen, how do you feel about doing it all once again and at the National Stadium tomorrow, Michael?
Oh, begara. That's right. I don't know whether to be dancing or boxing with myself, but that's right. I'm coming up on the train from tomorrow.
Right.
Cork, tomorrow morning, I'm coming up and I can't wait.
You're on the train?
That's right.
It's very man of the people, Michael.
I know. I've rented the whole AZM train for myself and my entourage.
All right.
I have enough potatoes and Guinness to feed Nisha and 12 branches of his red knights. But you're right, I'll be sitting in economy, yeah. Although I'll be sticking me flute in first class, if you know what I mean.
So are you ready, Michael? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Have you got the energy? Have you got the legs are okay, are they?
Sure and all, I'm begarum with Ernine. As me great-grandpappy always said, there's no use in carrying an umbrella if your shoes are leaking. But if you have one pair of good soles, and it's better than two pairs of good uppers, because an old broom always knows the dirty corners best.
What does that mean exactly?
I haven't a tinker's notion, but I've been getting away with it for 25 years now, so I'm not stopping.